couple of years ago, we were at New York Comic Con, and I was doing a bunch of different things. You know, the booth is going crazy. I think this is the height of everything. And I was just, you know, on it, you know, selling, talking to people, doing interviews, just running around, doing general stuff. And in one of those, you know, I knew I was like, all right, I got to take a break. I got to go get some lunch or some shit. And I was like, all right, I'm going to sign a couple of books. I'll leave some books signed. So then when people buy them, they have them signed. And, you know, these guys don't have to hunt me down. And I can go eat a really shitty water dog outside, you know. So I was signing some books, and I was to, like, you know, one side of, like, a table in the back that we have, and signing away. And there's a kid that I noticed that he was standing there, but I just didn't notice he was just been standing there for a while now. And he was just standing looking, like, at us. And I would say this kid's like 13, 14, around there, you know. And he was just standing, like, looking, and I was just, hey, man, you know, I just turned around, like, hey, man, you need any help? Do you need anything? And he's just like, no, I just wanted, and he spoke so softly, and it's such a loud place. I was like, hey, dude, speak up, I can't hear you. No, I was just wondering if you could, like, take a look at some of my sketches and stuff like that. It's like, oh, portfolio review, yeah, that, and, you know, I said, you know what, I'm in the middle of running out. I have never felt like not saying no more than that time, because I was just hungry and I needed a break. I needed to have a cigarette. I needed to go do all this shit. But I felt for the kid because he was there for so long and he seemed to, like, want our attention to look at his portfolio. And I don't tend to do too many portfolio reviews at cons. If somebody wants to drop something off and do, like, a 5-minute thing and we'll flip through it, if Jose is there and I'm there, then we'll do it. But most of the time I tend to not really do any of those. So I turn around and the kid had, like, a little portfolio and his sketchbook, and we started looking through everything. It wasn't bad. Mostly, like, some of it was anime manga stuff that I couldn't really get into. Too many pinups, not enough sequentials, the classic stuff, you know? But I sat there with the kid and we really went over everything. I really was like, hey, man, try to do this more. Try to tell a story, you know, try to do this. I did the, told him about the 3x3 portfolio thing. I told him about, you know, a show. It's cool to see, you know, Spider-Man jumping off a roof and shooting a web and all that crap. But can you do Peter Parker making a cup of coffee? You know, that kind of stuff. All those little things to show off your work and do the work that you want to do. A lot of little encouraging things. And I think the thing that got me the most was just, like, the kid kind of turned around and says, dude, thank you so much for looking at my stuff and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, you're the only person who's talked to me today. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't understand it at first. Like, of us? Like, of the people here? Like, no. Like, he explained to me that he was walking around the con and, like, nobody had talked to him the whole day. And that struck me so hard. It was one of those things that just struck me so ridiculously hard. And I wanted him to understand, you know, and who knows? And later on, he explained all his friends couldn't come, and he came from really far away, and he had to take, like, 3 trains to get here, and he just wanted to really go today. And I told him, look, man, you got to be more confident. You got to come forward. Understand that, you know, you're not where you need to be to really get here, but you're on a good track, you know. And I helped him that much. I gave him my card, everything. I said, you know, if you ever have troubles in the future, you want some another eyes to look at things, you know, that. And off he went. But it got me so bad because I was just thinking of that poor kid just being somewhere so crowded, all these people running around and being alone and not having anybody to help him. So I was very, you know, and while I was doing it, I remember, like, Josie jumped in and looked at the portfolio, John jumped in, and everybody in Creature jumped in. Hey, what's this? Oh, cool. That's cool. That's cool. Hey, man, work on that. Okay, cool. Bye. You know, that kind of stuff. So I was proud of the fact that we could reach out to this kid, and the kid thought enough to come to us and everything else. And I hopefully more people were kind to him afterwards. And I can't say this enough. It's like, just God damn it. Be kind. You fuckers, be kind to one another. I'm starting the podcast like this today, just cause I wanted to share that anecdote with you guys. Cause it's been a philosophy of mine for a while now. And I used to be a very mad person. I used to be very mean. I you know, a lot of friends. I wasn't a bad friend, but I was just mad. I was just mad all the time. I had a lot of problems with how people took themselves. And I think when I finally got around to accepting people's hypocrisies and their bullshit and letting go of that, I think I came out the other side good. And so because of that, now I can look at people and take them on and not be so mad. I mean, there's still, if you come with bad intentions, I would still be a motherfucker to you. But, you know, still, it's just, you know, now I can, I'm more of an open hand. And I see more times it's better to help than to hit, you know. But I tell you guys, you know, it's something that you guys have to go and do. Give your time. I'm not saying be a sucker. I'm not saying to get taken advantage of. But you got to go and give your time and help out. And if you see somebody next to you, say hi to them, man. Don't ignore people. That's the worst thing. The worst thing in the world is the loneliness and the bullshit that happens out there. And when people feel alone and they really feel disconnected, that's how come they can do so many horrible things. You know? Yeah, kind of a fucking crazy way to start this. But it was something I think I needed to be touched upon. Because by the other side of it, on the other corner, I have been so fortunate these last couple of weeks with the Creature Crew, with the comic shop, with everything that's coming together now, all the plans that are coming together, that I feel that, yeah, a lot of it is, of course, you know, my skill and my ability and my hustle and my shit, and, you know, God being great, you know, to me. But the other side of it is the payoff of me never being a dick and always being helping people, especially in this field, in comics. You know, I'm the first and foremost one that's gonna always be the champion for that, always, no matter what. So that's like, I feel fortunate now, and I think like other people need to see that. I think a lot of folks need to see that it's not only about what you get out of something, but what you're giving to it. And if you do that enough, you'll see that you'll be invited to more things. You'll see that more people want you to sit at their table. You want to be that positive influence. You have to look at your sphere of influence, and there's always a certain amount that you influence. If you're the president of the United States, it's the world. If it's you, it's maybe your immediate 20 feet. You know, on your computer, maybe it's thousands of miles. There's so many lives that you can touch upon at any time. But you always want to be that positive sense of influence. That reinforcement. I always think, like, for myself, I never want to be the guy that walks in the room and people are like, ugh, it's Juan. And not because I want to be liked. I could give a fuck. But at least people say, oh, cool, it's Juan. It's a positive thing. You know, positive could mean, you know, shitty things. I mean, don't think it's just, you know, yay, all fucking, you know, cupcakes and blowjobs, folks. I mean, a lot of times being positive means being ruthless. Sometimes you have to be positive that a motherfucker is a motherfucker and cut his head off. And some people, you're gonna not have to be able to give them the time of the day. You're not gonna be able to, like, you know, do a lot of shit with them because they're fucking, they're assholes themselves. So it's positive doesn't mean it, you know, kindness doesn't mean weakness, you know, not at all. But to be out there and be forward and be positive and everything and try to create. And sometimes it's just going, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do that? Cool. You guys talk to each other and that's it. But you can do that, and just the next process, the next thing can be made, the next comic book, the next whatever. You've done a great thing, you know? And so, yeah, that's kind of like the keynote that I wanted to open with on this podcast. And other news. We're not going to be talking too much or too long today because, in truth, I have so much shit going on and it's kind of hard to report on stuff that's not finished. So I don't want to, like, go into anything and say, oh, we're doing this, because when we're not, or we might not be, or we're still waiting to hear. So I just, like, don't want to announce shit. But some of the stuff that we can talk about. Numbers came back for Ravenous 2. We got, like, 1,300 orders. Not fucking bad. We're actually doing really well. A lot of people are reacting really well to a lot of the sales that we're doing, a lot of the comics, talking to people, getting the word out, doing all the stuff that we're doing. I mean, it's something that, again, for me is the third step, you know? The first step was finding the people to make stuff with. The second step was getting the stuff out there and seeing how it's received. And the third was getting that distribution that lets us go into the big leagues, you know? I think we were minor leagues for a long time, and now that we're playing in the big leagues, we're not anything yet. We're not, whoa, shit, you know, I'm not living off this yet, you know? I'm not paying a mortgage off comics. But the fact that our issue 2 came back with such good numbers after issue 1 had supposedly great numbers for what it was, which is still something weird, a lot of pats on the back to everybody, to John, to Jose, for making a great fucking comic book. You know, Ravenous issue 1 is it hit the stands last week. We have a problem right now. Some stores are getting their copies late. It's not our fault. Our printer sent it out on time. Everything was into Diamond on time. It's Diamond getting it to the comic book stores. So, like I've been telling people on Twitter and everything else, if you need to get your copy, go bitch at your comic shop. They got a bitch to Diamond, and Diamond will get it to you. Other than that, on the creature side, we're really pumping ahead, man. Right now, our whole thing is just trying to get everything done in time. Like, I mean, I think it's just timing. The cons are upon us, and while we're like with our pants around their ankles going, what the fuck? By the same token, you know, this comic shop thing is taking all my time, but now we're mobilizing creature overall, so we're starting to see how that goes. So there's a lot of things, there's a lot of inroads, there's a lot of ins and outs going on right now that are really interesting. I think we're getting to a certain spot that's going to be really interesting for us. What else can I tell you guys? So that's all of the stuff on the creature front. As for the comic shop, it looks like tentatively we're going to be opening May 15th or 16th, around then, that weekend. First weekend's Free Comic Book Day, and I can't even participate because I was way too late in the game to even order free comic books, and it's kind of crazy to even try to do that as a new shop. Maybe we'll have a little party or something for folks. I don't know if people want to go hang out after Free Comic Book Day at the shop. Hopefully we'll have a lot more stuff finished. We're still curating the crap out of the shop. We're trying to get these cool shelves in, and we got a great display case, and everybody's been super awesome there. So we're just still decorating, and we're still putting stuff together. A lot of it's waiting for the inventory. I actually have a meeting today to go pick up some more stuff and some magic cards and stuff like that. So I got to do all that. What else is coming down the block? So we have that. So, yeah, so around May 15th, 16th, I got a Free Comic Book Day would have been cool. And then we have a Creature has a convention on May 9th at Jacksonville Collective Con. So that's one of the things that we were like, we can't do much of anything with this. So it's kind of a pain in the ass. I will say this weekend, we're going to be at Orlando MegaCon. Orlando MegaCon, April 10th through the 12th, booth 544. Orange County Convention Center, halls A4 and B4. That's where we're gonna be at, and I am going to be around. I'm gonna be at the booth almost 90% of the time, but I will be on Saturday. I will be at the Indie Comics Panel Room. Right? No, I think that's Friday. I'm sorry. Friday, I will be at the Indie Comics Panel Room. Room 205 BC, 1:20 p.m. to 2:10 p.m. I'm going to be there with Terry Cronin from Students of the Unusual. He's going to be hosting, and there's going to be guests like Jeff Kaufman, Big City Comics, Juan Navarro. I'm reading this thing. I was like, Juan Navarro, that's me. Creature Entertainment, Martin Piero from Cosmic Times, and Thomas Moom from Blue Juice Comics, with other guests like Billy Tucci from Chi. And Brian Pulido, which is, you know, creator of Lady Death and Chaos Comics and all that. It's kind of cool that I'm on that Indie Comics panel. I'm kind of like, hey, yeah, look at me. Look, I'm somebody. So, you know, please, you know, come. If you guys are going to be at MegaCon, come to the Indie Comics panel, see what's going on and all that. At the same token, I will be doing also on Saturday for sure the Indie Filmmaking panel. Again, room 205 BC, 1:20 p.m. to 2:10 p.m. Again, the same shit. But this time it's independent filmmaking, so I'm going to be there with a bunch of different folks talking about filmmaking, talking about the pattern. Most likely I'm going to be talking from the film side of it. I'll see if I can rouse some people from Creature to talk up there instead of just me. I think I'll just be like the writer guy, you know? Oh, you need to have a script. But yeah, the guests include Tim Anderson from Enzian Film Slam. Thomas Moom again from Blue Juice Films, Steven Shea from Abysmal Entertainment, Jen Vargas from WIFT, T.L. Westgate from Creative Inlet Films, also special guest Brian Pulido because he did the show The Graves, I think his movie The Graves. So those are two amazing indie comic panels at Orlando MegaCon that you can check out this year. So this is going to be really fucking cool. Please come on out. pretty much the same time, same room, Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, check me out. You can come out there, and I will be at the con. I will mostly be selling. I'm not going to be doing too many sketches or commissions. As always, I always tell people, if you guys want any commissions or anything like that, you got to give me time because my schedule is weird. I'm doing a couple of commissions now. But you can go to my Etsy store and see any sketch covers that I'm doing, and you can always contact me directly and let me know what you guys are looking for. In other news, what else am I doing? Nothing much more. Those are kind of things, like I said, this is something I short and simple wanted to get to you guys this today. Later this week, I'll probably do the FGS comic review. I have a couple other things I wanted to look at and review for you guys to take a look. It's funny because there's some books that I'm like, wow, this is really cool, and I want to tell people about it so bad. What else is going on? I've been watching iZombie. Everybody stop sending me tweets and emails like they just found something like, Juan likes this shit, you know. Yeah, I get it. It's a zombie show, okay? Now, the good thing is, it's not bad. I dig it pretty much. It's kind of like going weird places, but there is some parts to it that are really interesting. Overall, I dig the show. I like the fact that it's on Hulu, and it's simple, and I can watch it, and bam, bam, boom. If it's like anything else than that, I mean, that's the main problem I have with almost any AMC show right now. I mean, unless I have Comcast or something like that with the little clicky thing and I paid $20 extra or more to have a box or some shit to have it, it's a pain in the ass to watch. I'll watch it later maybe on Netflix. That's what I do a lot of times. But I haven't gone and been watched anything like that for a while. But this I can always come back, catch up on. It's the right mix of humor and everything. Could use a bit more horror. I think if there was a little bit more oh fuckness to it, I think that would be kind of cool. But the cast is pretty good, and, you know, the writing's pretty solid, and the acting overall. I just think it needs a little bit more tooth in it, you know? That was interesting. I really dug that shit. What else? I heard about the Hugo Awards, something about ballot stuffing, but I'm not even going to get into that, because awards are fucking stupid, even in science fiction. Fuck awards. Stop eating shit with awards. No one should have it. It should just be like by vote or something. Just have people say, hey, what's good? You know? Because I don't care how good a big award show is. I'm still going to go most likely by what my friend tells me is cool. Other than that, I don't really have too much other shit going on. I am just kind of working on a couple of things and finishing a couple of ideas. I do want to get back to the sketchbook on the Fakata blog, the daily sketchbook I was doing. I have stuff. I just need to sit down and scan it. That's all it is. It's not even like the material. I have a shit ton of material. I'm looking at my scanner now. There's huge volumes of stuff on top of it. And yeah, I have plenty of shit for it to do. So it's just a matter of doing it, but I swear I hate scanning more than anything. I don't know. There's something about sitting in front of the computer and having to sit there and wait for that. Mm-hmm. And then you scan it. And then you have the name of the file. I hate that shit. It drives me nuts. I look at this. I love putting files in order on the computer. That's one of the things I love to do. Sit there in my desktop and be like, oh, okay, I'll put this in the to-read folder. And this will be the resources folder. And this will be the reference folder. And I'll look at that shit. And that'll be kind of cool, you know? That's the kind of nerdy shit that, for some reason, at least that has something to it, you know? Like, I can get into it. But other than that, yeah, man, I don't have too much to tell you guys, because I don't want to go and sit here and yammer in your ear for the sake of yammering. But at the same time, I kind of want to leave you guys on anything. As far as the voicemails have been kind of quiet. I've had a couple of emails, but it's mostly on projects and stuff like that. Really specific things, you know, that we're kind of people want to discuss, and so most of the time it's like almost personal, so I'm like, all right, you know, I'll deal with it email by email with people, but I don't want to go and put it on air or anything like that. I did have a couple of requests that I'm probably going to consider for next week. It's going to be a Kickstarter episode. I think I almost feel like I have to do three parts just because it's so much shit to do. I might do that anyway, just because I have cons coming up, like C2E2 also coming up. So because of that, I don't want to be not giving you guys anything good. But at the same time, just don't want to be putting in filler or not be able to get to the work I need to do. And then, you know, with the comic shop opening and everything else, let's see how everything falls together. So that's something I'm going to probably go into. Just what my take on Kickstarters. Like I said, I can at least say I've had four Kickstarters. All four successfully were funded. And by the same token, I've helped out in over about eight. And only three of those got funded. And I hate to say it, but like the other five, you could possibly say that, you know, because they didn't listen to me is because reason why they didn't get fucking funded. So I can give you those insights. So that's probably going to be something I'm going to put on for the next episode. And yeah, so I'm just touching base with you guys. And as always, you know, you guys can always get in contact with me over at fwakata.com, fwakata. And also you can go on to Twitter at fwakata. It's pretty much if you put fwakata into anything, into Google or what have you, you will fucking find me. But like always, you can always feel free to give me a call, drop off a question on the voicemail, 806-414-JUAN, 806-414-5826. You can also reach me by email at secretmediagroup, all one word, at gmail.com. And you can always go to our Facebook page at FWACTATA, Fwakata on Facebook. I'm going to be probably doing more comic reviews there on this week. A lot of people dug the comic reviews. I've got some people talking back about Giant Days. I guess people kind of sense that I wasn't too into it. It's not that I wasn't too into it. It's just, it's good, but I needed to see more. And I think sometimes certain storytelling and certain ways of making comics only work in bigger ways. But I'll probably do an explanation of that maybe the next FGS. And 68 guys, really appreciated it. I really appreciate them. Really cool comic book. Again, pretty hardcore, like horror comic. I mean, if Vietnam and zombies, like shit. You know, how hardcore can you get? That was a pretty good book. Something to really pick up. And yeah, man. So as always, you can always go to zombieyears.com every Wednesday. I'm going to have a new page out. I got to work on that today too. And what else am I working on? And then you got this, the fwakata.podomatic.com. You got the voicemail. You got the comics. And soon, be on the lookout, guys. The official name for the comic book shop is The Goblin's Heist. Yes, The Goblin's Heist. Well, if you need it, The Goblin's got it. We got that put together, so it's going to be thegoblinsheist.com, on Instagram, on Twitter, and what have you. We already have all that on lockdown, finally. We had to just finish the paperwork. I'm telling you, to start a fucking business. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's all gone through. So, yeah, we're going to be busy, man. You're going to see us on a lot of things. See, and keep hearing my dumbass talking all the time. So, again, if you guys have any questions, have anything, send it out to me. Thanks for listening this week. I am going to go work even harder now, like an indentured Jew. See you guys next week. Bye.
Force fit more than we'd eat in the wild. Grazed on a mash that could suffocate a child. Bloated, promoted in an ode to pomp and style. Moistened in the feed while we choke upon the bile. Corner in the market on the geese without the bones. Hushing out the public in a strike without a drone. The cage became collapsible, our sticks equipped with stones. Get the motherfucker on the phone, the phone. 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 You saw coming.
Set aside the scruples in a stratagem of strain. A smallpox-laden blanket, invisible with stains. Inoculating bastards, bloody pecking pain. Distemper has a hold, distemper has a hold. We took the second sip from a cup we made of bones. The first sip was a ruse, a trick so aptly thrown. The truth is that our youth was a carpet laid in stones.
Get the motherfucker on the phone. The phone. Get the motherfucker on the phone. Thank you.